Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Pain!
Episode number 11.
Teamwork.
Yeah, there we
That's
go.
That's right,
11. There it is.
And I just want you guys to know that our good friend Max this week is feeling a little under the weather.
I'm a little swollen too, my cheeks. I'm
he
a little
got beat up.
Tick mark.
I laid into him.
Or maybe the dentist took out all my wisdom teeth.
It did. They
and
took
it
out
hurts, so I'm going to let her do most of the talking.
He's on some good meds, but don't worry. We're here for you. And besides Max's ailments this week, you know what else is going on?
What's going on?
Tech Ed today, all week in L.A. I've actually been to Tech Ed in Orlando, Florida. Have you been to one?
I went to one, yes.
Are they educational, informative? What do you think?
I really like them. It's like the public version of a lot of the stuff that we do internally.
Yeah.
It's the same kinds of speakers that we as Microsofties get to listen to when we go to these sessions. And you guys get to talk to them directly yourselves and get
a lot
it from
of hands-on
the
labs.
Source. Hands-on labs are amazing.
Good stuff. So,
you can download virtual
if you're
labs.
Not, if you're not lucky enough to be down in L.A. in the beautiful sun and beach and warm weather and Tech Ed, then you can always check out the coverage on Microsoft.com/TechEdOnline. And also our boys, Adam Carter and David Tesser, Tazar, TechNet.edge?
TechNet Edge. So it's edge.technet.com.
There it is. So check all those things out. And let's start the show.
All right, Ms. Foy, hit me. What is going on in Microsoft land this week and beyond?
Not only even Microsoft land, this is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Swine flu. Massive scare about the swine flu. I thought I had it. Just had a little cough. But people are freaking out. Everyone's freaking out. Do they have the swine flu? There have been deaths.
I was in New York and people were wearing masks.
Yeah, airports, people
and
in masks.
And I was wondering, are they the idiots for wearing the mask or am I the idiot for not?
Well, I don't know. I think they're both kind of idiots, but I don't have the swine flu, and I'm hoping you don't, but if you do, the best way to track it, because there's so much misinformation out there, go to ie8addons.com, and
It's a slice. That's why I said that. It's
no,
a wet
slice. The swine.
Swine, slice,
anyway,
sweeter.
They do swine flu updates to the minute. It's an ie8 add-on. Get
From
it.
The CDC, so you know it's legit.
You get the right information, and not information like this.
Laura, I hear that one of your favorite people at the company has done something kind of cool recently. Why don't you tell me about that?
Absolutely. It's you, and you got your wisdom teeth out.
No.
It's
somebody a little higher up.
That's right. Craig Mundy, who you've actually interviewed.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. We did an interview with him on Channel 8 about quantum computing, parallel processing, and how it affects students.
That's fine and good, but this is even better than that. He was recently appointed to President Obama. Not to push my political views on you, but I love that man. President Obama's Advisory Council for Science and Technology. This is huge. This is amazing. But even bigger than that, I went and talked to him.
Oh, yeah?
I said, Craig, hey.
Called him up. Hey, buddy boy.
I speed dialed him, and I said, Craig, let me get a clip from you. Let me hear what you have to say about all this. Are you excited? What's going on? So let's hear what Craig has to say about being appointed to Obama's Advisory Council.
Well, the PCAST, as it's known, is a presidential advisory committee or council. It's been around for quite a few years in this case and advises the president on matters related to science technology. And in the case of the Obama administration, you know, the president himself seems very committed to looking to science and engineering for guidance on many of the tough issues the country faces.
And what about your friends and your family? Were they sort of blown away at this opportunity?
I think they're all proud
you know,
of the fact that I was selected to do this. It's only 20 people.
Yeah.
Who have been appointed, and you know, I've been on another presidential committee around national security since the Clinton administration. So
wow.
I'm actually now on two presidential advisory committees. People don't have individual roles in the PCAST, and to some extent, we just had sort of the first discussion after the announcement. There's been no official meeting yet, but the group will start to come together and lay out an agenda. So the administration clearly has a set of topics that they care a lot about and have talked publicly about: energy, environment, education, and I think that the president seems to recognize that science and technology are essential to the country's long-term competitiveness. He talked about that in his remarks at the National Academy, and his commitment to increasing the overall spending in basic science and research that the government funds, and I think that's all welcome news for the science and engineering community worldwide, and especially in the United States. And each, you know, member of the PCAST, I think, was chosen for some, you know, special knowledge or skills in a particular area. Mine, obviously, being somehow in the balance between computing and the policy and application of computing. And so we'll work out an agenda, and then we'll go to work on the problems.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And when you do start taking action a little bit more, hopefully you'll come back and check in with us.
Always happy to talk to Channel 9.
I think it's great that he's on this council. I mean, Craig is in charge of Microsoft's future. He's the far outreaching guy. He's looking at Microsoft Research. He's in charge of that whole area. And he's just a cool guy. He's got those glasses that change from light to dark whenever you're in the sun.
The definition of cool.
I thought they were cool.
All right. Next. All right, Max, I know you're under the weather, but what have you heard? What's going on?
I'm really excited, regardless of my chipmunk-looking face right now. Windows 7.
Not because of the meds?
The meds are good.
Windows 7
RC1 is now available to the public. I got my copy right here. I put it on my home PC. That's mine.
Okay, keep going.
Though, you guys can go get it. It's at Microsoft.com/Windows, and you can download your own version of the release candidate before the real deal comes out.
But here's the thing. Or can I interrupt? I'm sorry.
It's easier for you to talk. I'm working on it.
I have issues. People have been asking, and I've been asking, like, it's not just a simple download. What about transferring it? How do I upgrade?
Yeah.
Talk to me about the installation process.
Well, the upgrade path right now, I don't think you can upgrade specifically from the beta to the release candidate. You got to do a full install. I might be wrong about that one, but I'm pretty sure a full install is better, even if you do have the option upgrade, which I don't think you do, but it's better to do a full install. Mm-hmm. Point is, though, we do have an easy transfer tool that's been highly revamped and made a lot easier to use. So the Windows 7 Easy Transfer Tool, you can take all your user accounts, your documents, your music. I mean, all this stuff just migrates over, even your email, right?
Really? Because I used to have to, save it all to a hard drive, and now I don't have to do that.
Well, it's going to do it for you in a more, functional, structured way. The UI has been changed dramatically to make it a lot easier to use. Let's say you have multiple computers, you can choose specific users that you want to transfer over, and not all of them. So if you bought like two new PCs instead of just one, or if you have one new PC for your parents, whereas the kids have a different one, you can transfer just that one. So a lot easier to use. It doesn't take up the full screen anymore. Better UI. I highly recommend it.
And they can get that at Windows Team blog/blog/Windows Experience.
Yeah, they can go and get it, and I highly recommend it. Even if you're doing a full revamp from the beta to the release candidate, it will work for you.
Nice. And there's also a new Windows 7, like I'm the one on meds or something, Windows 7 learning portal that is now live and it's really good for IT pros and dev guys if you want to go ahead and tweak and mess around with all the possibilities of Windows 7. Should we give them this?
That one's mine.
All right, Max, I know you're a big Windows guy. Obviously, you love Windows 7. You have for a long time, and you use it every day. We all use it every day. We know all the ins and outs. And if you think that you know enough and are talented enough and smart enough and all that stuff, you can become a Windows brand ambassador. There's a competition going on right now where you submit...
Send a picture, video, a blog.
Yep, a website, whatever you want, about how you use your PC and Windows products on a daily basis.
And why you're awesome.
And why you're awesome and why you deserve to do it. And there's all these different levels of prizes, but the finalists get to come... To here!
To here.
To Microsoft
Campus! Grammar.
Right here. To here.
And they're going to have a trip out here. They get to meet, Microsofties. You get a laptop, an HP.
Yeah, and then
Tuskmark,
on your blog, you get an official Windows brand ambassador little logo. And there's other prizes.
I love logos.
Just learn about it more at brickfish.com.
She's talking so fast, isn't she? Or am I just slow right now?
You're slow.
Oh.
They took your wisdom
so
with your
fast.
Teeth. All right, everybody, that just about wraps it up for the show. But before we go, I have a little surprise for Maxie here.
No, you don't.
I do. I've cut together a clip of what he looked like just after he got his wisdom teeth out. Because if you think this is
slow,
Maxie, our good friend Paul Messemaker gave me the footage. So take a look at Max at his
You better
best.
Not use this.
And go.
Paul, can I play dodgeball tomorrow?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
Future Max. I suppose it's up to you to answer if you can play dodgeball tomorrow.
Max of the future, should I play dodgeball right now? Past Max says yes. And that you should buy Jell-O chocolate pudding bobs even when you don't have to eat just liquid food. Because they're delicious. They're very good. My mouth is still really not like, I can't feel anything.
No dodgeball.
No dodgeball.